The toy bar is open! Come wander on in, grab a stool, and hang out with a drink while your hosts and toy barflies, Jason Duvall and Dave Draper, discuss, argue, and celebrate their love of toys, games, and all things collectible. Brought to you by Shellhead Comics and More. This is Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an all-new episode of Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles right here on ToyWorldOrder.com and on iTunes and Stitcher under Toy World Order. We're your hosts. I'm Duvall. With me, as always, is my wonderful compadre, my best friend, and the one and only grumpy man himself, Dave Draper.
Yay!
Yay! Gang, we're back for an all-new show. We've got a lot to talk about today, a lot of entertainment news, some fan questions. Starting off first...
We're going to talk about politics, the Brexit.
No, stop it. Nah. No, stop it. Deadpool 3 was announced, even before Deadpool 2 hadn't even started filming yet.
And it's had some issues,
but Fox is already already hyping Deadpool 3, and the fact that Deadpool 3 has been, Confirmed, thank you. I couldn't think for a second. I literally went brain dead. It's been confirmed that Deadpool 3 will introduce the team of X-Force.
Which
makes sense.
Well, it's sort of... I would think Deadpool 2 would introduce X-Force, because, I mean, that means...
Well, we know Deadpool 2 is going to introduce Cable and probably Domino, yeah.
Well, what I'm saying is, like, but then you got that... I thought they were getting ready to go with X-Force, and now you've got to wait for that movie to be made, and then you've got to wait for Deadpool 3 to get made.
Yeah.
Seems like a pretty big delay.
Yeah. I agree. I don't know. I guess we'll wait and see what happens, but... I know Reynolds has been very, it says he's been very vocal about his desire to bring that team to the X-Men Cinematic Universe.
Which one?
X-Force.
No, I mean
which team,
X-Force.
Yeah, exactly. Well, considering, you know, that team's considered what, it's had Psylocke, Deadpool himself, Colossus, Cable, Domino,
Shatterstar. I'm old school. Yeah. I'm like the remnants of the New Mutants.
Cable,
you know.
Domino, Shatterstar,
Cable,
Feral.
Domino, Shatterstar, Feral, Sam, Cannonball, Skids, Rusty, yeah, those guys.
Yeah, so it'd be interesting to see what happens as we near the start date of Deadpool 2 and how that will work and how it will work into Deadpool 3. Speaking of X-Men movies, apparently it's rumored that Fox is already planning an X-Men soft reboot.
I thought that was First Class, but okay.
Well. Bryan Singer is not returning to direct another X-Men movie, despite the rumor that he would helm the next X-Men sequel, which, again, that kind of doesn't surprise me, because, like, we had a couple good X-Men movies, and then we had, you know...
Apocalypse.
We had Apocalypse, which Singer was all behind, and it was like, everyone was like, oh yeah, this is why we didn't want Bryan Singer making X-Men movies
anymore. Well, he did Days of Future Past, though, which was really good.
Which was really good, but I think he had more control over Apocalypse, and it just kind of... pooped the bed a little bit on some things.
Maybe.
And you're like, eh. But yeah, it looks like Lawrence Fassbender, McAvoy, and Nicholas Holt, who played Beast, have finished up their Three Pictures deals. And of course, if 25th Century Fox wants to bring those stars back, so it's going to cost them big money, especially with people like Lawrence and Fassbender.
I don't think you're going to get Lawrence back.
No, you'd be lucky to get Fassbender back at this point.
That's true.
But yeah, we could see a soft reboot happening. But it probably is not going to happen in a while, since X-Men Apocalypse was not a box office juggernaut as people would have expected and would have thought.
Juggernaut.
I know.
You said the thing.
I said the thing.
Ah.
I know, right? So it'll be a while before we see that. I did find it interesting. Dave and I went to go see Doctor Strange on Friday.
Oh.
Dave forgot to write that.
I didn't do my homework.
That's all right. You've still got time. We'll do it. But Dave and I went to go see Doctor Strange on Friday. I thought it was a fabulous movie. It's probably not Marvel's greatest film. It had its issues. I think a lot of people had issues with some of Cumberbatch's dialogue as Stephen Strange, because it was kind of
I never had issues with that.
Goofy to a degree,
well,
I guess.
If you're a Marvel fan, you should go see the movie.
Yes,
that's my final. Like, I personally didn't love it.
Right,
but I think it was really excellently well done.
Yeah,
so.
But it's another juggernaut for them. It's production budget was $165 million. It's done $240 million in foreign markets, and it's done almost $100 million here since opening on last Friday. So,
What'd you say the production was?
$165 million. So they've made their budget back as
well. But you got to double that. So it's like $340 million.
Well, then they've almost made their entire budget back.
Because you got to factor in the formula is advertising and stuff is double.
Yeah. So Disney will end up making money on this. They're on their way to clearing something like $6 billion at the box office this year.
Something ridiculous.
Yeah. Something crazy. And the fact that we still have what's still left.
Star Wars
Rogue One. Moana still left.
Oh yeah.
Which is their big holiday animated film. And I thought there was one other film they still had left in the hopper.
No, there's Fantastic Beasts, but that's Warner.
That's Warner. So Disney is well on their way to clearing that amazing.
And I'm pretty sure they get a piece of the pie on like Deadpool and X-Men.
For Marvel, yeah. For Marvel, So they're doing quite a bit. Speaking of Marvel still,
yeah,
Marvel's 2020 movies are apparently spoilers for Avengers Infinity War.
Good, ruin it for everybody.
Which, I'm going to spoil it. A year ago, Disney announced 3 untitled Marvel movies. This comes from slashfilm.com. Disney announced 3 untitled Marvel movies for the year 2020, and although we still have no idea what they might be, they've speculated some more, but Marvel has not given any clues about which of their comic book franchises will be taking these release dates. Until now, Marvel Studios head Kevin Feige hints that Marvel's 2020 movies might be a spoiler for Infinity Wars and the yet-to-be-titled Avengers 4. So Feige goes on to say, "Where we go after Avengers, what those 2020 films are, we're pretty sure what those are going to be, but if I tell you that, we're getting spoilers." The statement may not seem like much, but they go on to say they think it's very telling. The 3 release dates follow Marvel's yet-to-be-titled 4th Avengers film, which originally the second part of Avengers Infinity War, while Avengers 4 may not be titled Infinity War Part 2. We've heard from...
Infinity Gauntlet.
Infinity Gauntlet. Stupid. They've heard from many people that it'll be a direct continuation of the events of Infinity War. So it looks like, we've got Infinity War, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Captain Marvel, Avengers 4, and then 3 untitled films.
So they don't actually give you the titles.
Well, they look back at Feige's comments, which he goes, "They will end up changing the Marvel Comics universe more profoundly than any movie has yet, and there will be some things that come to an end in these movies. Dimensions of the Marvel Comics universe will end in those films. Dimensions will change forever in those films. Dimensions will find new life in those films. They're a real threshold for what we've come to know as the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and I think that dimension can be a little intimidating but also exciting, as well as in the immediate future, being the movies we've announced, I think those with knowledge of the comics may expect things that will not be happening in the movies. Those that don't know what has happened in the comics will be shocked at what we do. But yeah, once the gauntlet is on, the poster of Doctor Strange says the impossibilities are endless. How do you fight that? How can you defeat that?" Which a lot of it's more than likely the next films could
be. Well, Thanos defeated himself.
Yeah. Someone like, probably, we've said it before, probably Rogers is going to end up dying for good. Probably going to kill off Steve Rogers completely, which would leave Sam Wilson, the Falcon, to take up the title of Captain America. And the fact that he's no longer Captain America in the MCU anyway right now.
Isn't he? I thought he was. Hydra Captain America.
No. Feige's confirmed that Captain America movies could spin off with could move on without Steve Rogers, so more than likely one of those films is probably going to be Captain America 4, and they're still touting Inhumans, and because Feige says Inhumans will happen for sure, but more than likely it's probably going to be one of those 2020 films. Why? Because they still don't have the license back for X-Men.
Boo.
That is why, my friend. That is.
My God, why?
I know. I don't get it. Warner Brothers Animation, something that people have been touting for since the end of the series, and I think, what year?
2010, I think.
Yeah, it was 2010, 2011, when Young Justice ended after 2 seasons on Cartoon Network, which, yeah. David, I've always touted that Cartoon Network is the station good cartoons go to die.
Basically.
And Young Justice was a really... I've started watching it. I didn't watch it when it was first on. I don't know why I didn't. I have started watching it. Both the first 2 seasons are on Netflix. Which is probably a little bit how season 3 got to be, because there was a movement for a while, everyone to rewatch and rewatch the first 2 seasons of Young Justice to let Warner Brothers know that there's still an audience out there to watch it. Warner Brothers announced that they have begun production on season 3 of Young Justice, which I'm sure makes a lot of people very, very happy. The producers, Brandon Vietti, who did Batman Under the Red Hood and Superman Doomsday, and Greg Wiseman, who's worked on Star Wars Rebels and Gargoyles, is coming back to the series. More than likely, the entire voice cast is coming back. And of course, if you don't know Young Justice, it tells the tale of the teenage superheroes of the DC Universe coming of age in a world of superpowers, supervillains, and super secrets. Used strategically as the series' covert weapon of the Justice League, Nightwing, Robin, Aqualad, Kid Flash, Superboy, Miss Martian, and a host of others strive to prove to their legendary mentors, as well as themselves, that they have what it takes to be heroes. And it's actually a really, really good series.
So they have Nightwing and Robin?
Yes, both Dick Grayson and...
Tim Drake?
Probably Tim Drake, I believe, yeah. But, yeah, it's really good. I've watched the first six episodes.
I just never got into it.
It's a very interesting show. It's very, the storyline, its lines are very linear. So they all, you know, it's all just a giant interconnecting storyline.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is nice, because we don't have that enough in today's animated series, no. I don't believe. So that's nice to watch and kind of see unfold. It's been really good, though, and I'm kind of excited for everyone who was fans of Young Justice originally, that we'll be able to go back and now watch season 3, which they've wanted for so long. Which,
yeah, it does seem like it's a big thing. That was a very popular show.
Yeah. Well, I remember the toy line was out and it was kind of popular, but Mattel never finished it. Like,
no.
And it was hard to find. Like, they didn't...
Well, they did them as box sets.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a couple of them.
And they're nice figures, aren't they?
Yeah, well, they're basically DC Universe Classics figures.
Yeah. With some cool action feature bases.
Yeah.
Who did they do? They did Robin.
They did the Green Arrow girl.
Okay, yeah.
So I've got her. They did Sportsmaster. They did Aqualad.
Oh, they did a bad guy?
They did a bad guy.
Oh, wow.
They did Aqualad. I know that Superboy was a DC... Or was a...
was a Maddie collector. Yeah.
And then Miss Martian was supposed to be made, but she didn't get made.
She didn't get made. And they never did Kid Flash.
They might have done Kid Flash. I can't remember if they had Kid Flash or not.
Yeah, shame though, because that was... remember those were a big thing for a little bit, and then they were really hard to find.
Yeah.
So, we talked about this last week, and Dave and I kind of joked, because when we first started
this show... You called it.
I did call this. When we first started Dave and Neville's Toys and Collectibles almost 6 years ago?
Oh, dear God.
Something like that? 5.5 years ago now?
Yeah.
We were originally Friday... We were a Friday program. We came out on Fridays... that got pushed back when the West Coast guys from Toy World Order, who no longer are with us, started their Tuesday show, or their Friday show, Effin, on YouTube, which was Figure News. And then that didn't last long, so we got pushed and relegated to Tuesday, mostly by choice. But now we joke that we should just go back to Fridays, because everything happens after we record.
Yes.
Without fail. Like, we recorded last week on a friggin' Thursday, and then the very next day, something we called on the program, and the fact that Boss Fight Studio announced... a line of Bucky O'Hare action figures. So, I was like, really? Really?
Well, we had talked about the whole continuity issue.
Yes, and how...
We just didn't know specifically it would be Bucky. Although,
right.
Again, you're the one that said, I bet it's going to be Bucky O'Hare.
Yeah, because that's really the only... I mean, they may stretch off from Bucky and do some of the other ones once this proves to be...
I think they're going to do Bucky.
I think they're just going to do Bucky, though. But Bucky, they announced they'll be producing highly articulated 4-inch scale action figures... which are going to be a completely different thing than the hacks. They are not going to have anything to do with hacks.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people, we talked over this weekend at Toy Man. We talked, Pixel Dan was set up at the table next to us, and we kind of conversed and talked a lot about this. And Danny was very upset the fact that, and you were talking, the fact that these figures don't really fit the 4-inch scale. They fit that 5.5-inch chunky scale.
Yeah.
That's the way the characters were designed. That's the way the toys, you know, originally fit real well. And it'll be interesting to see how they do a 4-inch scale with this style.
Because most of those characters, you know, one of the main characters is a kid, and he's about the same size as Bucky. So if you're doing it a 4-inch scale, those figures are going to be tiny.
Yeah, they're going to be really tiny. But, I mean, hacks are what Boss Fight's known for.
Yeah.
And they're going to stick with that, by all means.
But this wasn't a hacks line. You just...
It's not, but the hacks line is a 4-inch scale.
Yeah.
So they're known for their 4-inch scale stuff. So they're going to stick with that and just do a new version of the 4-inch scale. So perhaps because they'll be chunkier, even though they're at 4-inch, they'll be bigger figures.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like the standard will be like Wily, who's a kid, but he'll be like the standard 4-inch.
Right.
And everything goes off of that.
Yeah. But yeah, we you know, calling this last week, I was like, really? Dang it. We talked about the Masterpiece Megatron figure a couple weeks back.
Oh yeah, we did, didn't we?
We did. He is now up for pre-order on Big Bad Toy Store.
Okay.
He is $230.
Wow.
That could be quite possibly, I believe, one of the most expensive Masterpiece figures they've released to date. Considering that Soundwave was, with all the cassettes, was like just under $200. And Optimus with the trailer is only $219. So, I mean, you've got another $10 or $20 on top of that for Masterpiece Megatron. And it's like, And a lot of people today were really upset of this, with this price. A lot of people were looking forward. They were going to buy two. They were really excited. And then they announced the price and they were like,
Well, buy two.
Yeah.
Save up your money. Save up your pennies.
I think part of it is the fact that it's Big Bad Toy Store has to... They are personally putting the orange plugs in every gun. They've said... if you go down, it says... Without the orange tip modification, U.S. Customs may seize any incoming shipments for this item that they discover because it does not comply with U.S. law. So we are providing a legal and risk-free solution to that problem. Modification requires that all boxes will be opened and the contents removed for modification. The factory tape seal will be cut and some internal plastic packaging may be modified or cut. Collector's grade packaging will not be available due to these modifications and the normal standard grade description will not apply because the tape seals have been broken. This is an aftermarket modification that does not involve Takara whatsoever. We initiated this modification to bring you an importable collectible. We will work to provide the highest quality plug edition that we can, but because this is not part of the original manufacturing process, it will not be perfect. This modification is done at no expense to you. Bull crap. They're adding the expense onto their already price and the import fees. So, they are indeed, like, I believe the price reflects the fact that they are putting in those orange plugs before it heads out to customs, period. Yeah. Like, they're the ones doing it, so it's costing them.
Well, they must be doing that overseas, then.
Yeah, they would have to be, yeah. But, yeah, $229.99 comes out April of next year.
Yikes.
Yeah, it's quite a bit of money for that. Some Super 7 news. These are not old news, but it is new news that they're being released, boxed individually. A while back, they announced that there was, I believe, it was a Walmart exclusive for the WWE, of the tag team, The New Day, which are the Raw Tag Team Champions. And of course they're known for their kind of goofy antics. They all wear unicorn horns. It's a goofy, goofy thing. All
right.
They're a fun tag team. They're a bright spot in the WWE, really. But they released a box set of all three of them, Big E, Xavier Woods, and Kofi Kingston. And now these are coming out individually in December of this year. So for those of you that couldn't find the box set at Walmart, you'll be able to find them later this year in individual boxes, which
Hooray. Should
make people very happy. And then they announced today Guns N' Roses.
Oh, good God.
Yeah, I know, right? So we'll be getting in December as well. Funko Pop versions of Axl Rose, Guitar Slash, and bassist Duff McKagan. So very interesting. And I find the fact that I'm pretty sure that the pictures they used are CGI mock-ups. Like, they're not, they're a little too shiny to be actual product. Honestly, in these pictures, I could be wrong, but. And then last week, Super 7 released, I sent out an email to everyone on Matty Collector subscription lists, basically saying that their Masters Universe presale will begin November 16th, so less than a week? Yes, less than a week at this point. And I'll read you their little send-out thing. The folks at Super 7 have released more information, and this is what it says. As we announced last week, Super 7 has taken the keys to Castle Grayskull on behalf of our friends at Mattel. Our first offering begins Wednesday, November 16th, with a variety of new made-to-order pre-sale products shipping early 2017. Don't miss on these great Eternian products, and those being the new Masters of the Universe Ultimate lines, which include fan favorites of He-Man, Faker, Ram-Man, Skeletor, and Teela. And each Ultimates figure comes in brand-new presentation packaging and includes a range of accessories and parts never before available in one package. New Three Terrors. The all-new vintage-inspired line of Motu continues with the characters from the new animation, The Curse of the Three Terrors. The full-color cartoon-accurate releases of Possessed Skeletor, Terra Bat, Terra Jaguar, and Terra Wolf come packaged in classic era blister cards, which that's nothing different than what they've done before. Temple Darkness Sorceress, a 3.75 retro action figure variant. Temple of Darkness Sorceress recreates the all-white costume of the Guardian of Grayskull. And then the Cartoon Edition Japanese style final figures, they will release more details of that in the following days as they head towards 16th. So there'll probably be more news come out next week for that. Whoops, I forgot some Funko Pop news. They released, Funko announced a new line of Hanna-Barbera Pop final figures.
I think they've done Hanna-Barbera before.
They've done, but these are new ones, I believe. We've got...
I thought they did Snagglepuss before.
They may have. Snagglepuss, Adamant, Wally Gator, and... oh my god, what is the turtle's name? Touché Turtle. Touché Turtle. Touché Turtle and Dum-Dum. But yeah, Wally Gator. All in different colors. They have several different colors of the characters. Original classic animated characters, as well as some weird, like, there's a weird purple and blue Wally Gator.
I don't get it.
I don't understand what they're going for there. I don't get it at all. Okay. Why are they looking that way? I don't know why I went that way. Not sure why I went that way.
I don't know either.
Yeah, I don't know.
Very weird.
It is very weird.
Whoa.
Yes, some more movie news. Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them opens up next week.
Yeah.
There was rumor that earlier last week that Johnny Depp was going to have a cameo in this film. And now
I heard he was going to be in the sequel.
And they announced he was going to be in the sequel, and then they announced he will probably more than likely have a small cameo role, probably in an after-credit sequence in this first film. But he has been cast as the villain Grindelwald.
Wow.
For those of you who don't know the story behind Grindelwald, he has a major conflict with Albus Dumbledore.
Well, he doesn't. He eventually does. But at first, they're very, very, very good friends.
Yes, which means we will be seeing a younger Professor Albus Dumbledore in the sequel.
They've promised that. Yeah.
Yes. So I get a feeling they're hoping that Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them is going to open really strong.
Well, she's saying that she wants to do 5 stories out of that.
Yes.
Rowling's saying that. Yeah.
Yes. I'm very curious to see this film. I know Dave's kind of indifferent.
Yep.
To it, but I'm curious. The more trailers I see, the more I'm like, I think this is going to be a really fun movie based in the world of Harry Potter.
Oh, I'll go, but I'm not like excited about it.
Yeah. It should be interesting, though, especially with Johnny Depp joining the cast for the sequel. And they've got a really strong cast in this first movie. I mean, there's a lot of...
A
lot of strong people in...
Ron Perlman as a troll.
He is a troll.
Or a dwarf or something.
Yeah, I would say he is a... He is indeed a troll.
He's not actually a troll, because the trolls are big in Harry Potter.
Yes.
Whatever he is. He's a little...
He's goblin. A little...
He's goblin. Probably goblin.
Goblin thingy majigger. Oh no, where's the cast? Where is it?
I don't know. I
found it. But you've got, you know... And see, even on the cast list for Fantastic Beasts, they show Johnny Depp. So, sounds like more than likely he's got a role. But you got Eddie Redmayne, who...
Oh yeah, him.
Yeah, Ezra Miller's in it.
Sure.
The new Flash?
Okay.
The new Flash?
I don't know if
you don't know who Eddie Redmayne is?
No.
He's an Oscar winner, for God's sakes. He was Stephen Hawking in the... what was that movie called?
That famous movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
I believe it's... isn't it... Not
the Stars movie. And Where to Find Them or something like that?
No.
I don't know. I don't remember. Yeah, Ron Perlman. Zoe Kravitz is in it. Wait, Colin Farrell.
Okay, sure.
John Voight.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, yeah.
He's still getting work.
Yeah, yeah. Now I'm frustrated.
Well, click
now
on his name, and then they'll show you the movies he was in.
I am. That's what I'm doing. The Theory of Everything is what the
movie was. That's what I thought it was. I was trying to come up with the name of it, because it's based on the book that Hawking wrote.
Yes, that's a good movie.
When you're like, the stars and Where to Find Them, I'm like, no, you're screwing that up.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, my bad.
You should be sorry.
I know, I am. Dang it. Dang it.
Chicken Fried Toys,
Dom Novel Legends, of course, hit their goal, and they have since hit a stretch goal for a little bit of Kickstarter news. So they've got 3 days to go as of this recording. They've got $134,394 pledged. That's well over their $125,000 goal. So they did unlock one of their stretch goals, that being... I believe it's just some
kind of Boot Hill thing.
Yeah, the Boot Hill lots, I think. So the accessory pack for Boot Hill was unlocked. So
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of accessory packs. I like figures.
Yeah. Which Dave's still going to get 11 figures, a head pack, looks like a buck, a shirt, and accessories.
Mm. And a vinyl sticker with the chicken.
Yes, and a vinyl sticker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll
quell.
That'll be displayed.
That'll quell your thirst.
Yeah.
Your thirst and hunger.
That's why
I do it.
I can't do the voice.
Dave's throat.
Do it. My throat's actually on the mend, but
that's good.
Yeah.
As we mentioned, the Toyman Toy Show was this past weekend. And Dave and I, of course, journeyed there.
That's where I got diseased.
Probably where you got diseased. We, of course, set up at the Toyman Toy Show, as we sometimes usually do in November and December.
Yeah.
Mostly at the request of the one and only Pixel Dan, because he's like, hey, can you get a table for us in November and December? I'm like, yep, sure can. But it's always a good show. It's always a lot of fun to set up there. And hang out and have some toy talk and meet some
great
fans.
It was nice because we were in a good spot, particularly since Vince. We were right behind Vince, which meant that he was never around.
Yes.
Which is not a knock,
no.
Per se, because that meant that we could sit, you know, because those aisles are very...
Very, very narrow.
Very narrow, so we could kind of sit there. And I really appreciated that as the, you know, because that place gets super crowded.
Yes.
So I was kind of glad to be on the other side of the table this time.
Yes, it was very nice. Found some stuff. You found some good stuff. You
I did.
You slowly are finishing Power of the Force, the vintage Power of the Force line.
Yeah, I have two figures left, and then I'll have everything from the actual Star Wars line.
So you are missing Han Solo and Carbonite.
Han Carbonite and R2 with the lightsaber.
Which are two of the toughest figures to find.
Yes.
Yes.
And I mean, I have other figures that I want to like get better versions of,
right.
But I have them.
Right. But will that make all of the vintage Star Wars figures?
Aside from droids and Ewoks. Ewoks, I need the two Ewoks, ironically. Logray and Wicket.
So you, in the past like year or so, you've really stocked up on vintage Star Wars figures.
I've started loading up on them, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this one was more of an accident. I was just wandering around, and the guy had the two Power of the Force Ewoks. I'm
right.
Like, I got money in my pocket.
Yeah. That's, I'm going to buy it.
I might as well. Hey, they were in good shape. I might as well get them now.
Yeah.
I mean, as opposed to like blowing that money on a bunch of like, you know, Wildcats or crap.
Which you did buy a bunch of Wildcats.
I did buy a bunch of Wildcats, and that pretty much took up the majority of my Monday.
Yeah.
Was getting those three figures on the shelf.
So who'd you buy? You bought
I bought the big guy, Maul.
Maul, Voodoo.
I bought Voodoo. Who's like the one that's really easy to find on eBay, but I never see her at shows.
Yeah.
And the Wolverine knockoff, Warblade.
Oh, Warblade, yeah.
I only need three Wildcats figures. I mean, there's some variants.
Right.
That I'm not. There's like four variants I don't care about, and I think
they were all like chrome and
I don't know what
shiny
they
stuff.
I don't care.
No, I don't care.
I have a little thing on my phone now. I've gone and I'm like downloading like backer card pictures, and then I go through and I like X out.
Oh.
Like.
Oh, there you go.
So I need Spartan, Void, Pike, and Mr. Majestic.
Oh,
and then there's five variants. And then I started to dabble. I was going to buy some from our pal Matt, but he left them at the other house. But I'm starting to dabble with the idea of getting into superpowers.
Yeah, you see,
there's only one really bad one, which is Cyborg. Like based on my cursory examination of the eBays, Cyborg's the only really bad one.
Yeah.
And then my Hulk. There was a dealer set up. And he had some Hulk Classics figures, and basically in the early days,
this was during the run of Marvel Legends.
Well, yeah, like Marvel Legends started with something called Spider-Man Classics.
Yes.
And then that evolved into, I think, Marvel Classics, or Marvel Famous Covers, and then that became Marvel Legends. But what they would do is when a movie would come out, they had Marvel Legends, and then when a movie would come out, they would do a line of themed figures, and they had action features and stuff, but they would do them. And they were called Classics. They had Fantastic Four Classics.
Yes.
They had Hulk Classics when the Ang Lee Hulk movie came out. And a lot of those figures are really rare and stupid expensive.
Oh, God,
now.
The entire Fantastic Four Classics.
Oh, no, the second series of Fantastic Four Classics is monstrous.
Yeah.
Monstrously expensive.
Because that's the Build-A-Figure of Dragonhead,
it's not
right?
A Build-A-Figure, it's just a figure.
Oh, really?
But God help you trying to afford that.
You have that, don't you?
No. I wish I did. But anyway, a guy had a couple of Hulk Classics, and he only wanted $30 a pop, and they were on the card.
Yeah.
So I got War Hulk. I almost got Absorbing Man, but I already have two Absorbing Man figures.
Yeah.
But that's another rare one from that line that's worth a lot of money.
But yeah, you bought some superpowers. You bought Robin and Superman and Martian Manhunter and Joker all complete.
Yeah.
I think Superman and Robin are missing comics, aren't they?
Yes.
But
I'm not really worried about the comics. Yeah. And then Joker's mallet, I think, is broken a little bit. Apparently the handle for that's not very long anyway, but...
Right, but still, it's like, aw.
Yeah, I got Robin because I've had that Superpowers Batmobile forever.
Yeah.
And I got Batman years ago when I was going... The first time I went to the Columbus Toy Show, and we stopped at that one toy store that you were always talking about.
Oh, yeah.
And I bought him there. I bought Batman there, so... So now I got Batman and Robin and Joker standing on the Batmobile with his mallet.
That's very cool. Man. You bought some Atari games, too.
The same guy... No, the games are in there.
Oh, okay.
They are in there. The same guy that had the Superpowers figures in the hall... had a bunch of Atari boxes, and I'm like, oh, I gotta get these, because I got a Denture, and I got
Raiders. Which is very cool.
Yeah.
And then you bought the bootleg copy of Roger Corman's Fantastic Four.
I did.
Did you watch it?
Not yet.
Not yet?
No, it's on my list.
Oh, David.
Doomed apparently comes out on DVD next month.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's still not technically out on DVD.
Because it's just available on demand.
I don't even know if it is, because you can't find it. I think it's just not out. I think it... There's all these things that I want to get, and they keep getting pushed back. Like, the next volume of the G.I. Joe Complete series keeps getting pushed back month after month.
That's the collector.
The big, heavy, hardbound that collects, like, all the issues. That's been pushed back, like, 3 months, I think.
Which is nuts.
Yeah. It's very annoying.
Yeah, very, very.
So, what'd you get?
You know,
I'm looking at it, so.
It's surprising. I didn't buy a whole lot. I went with one goal at King County. Vince... at his booth had the Ronald McDonald Playland, the McDonaldland playset from Remco. And he's like, you want it? I'll sell it to you. Cause he's like, I just want the figures out of it. And I was like, if you bring it to Toy Man, I'll buy it. I'm like, if it sells here, awesome. If not, bring it to Toy Man and I'll pick it up. And he's like, all right. Well, he brought it to Toy Man. He wanted like $35 for it. He handed it to me. Cause again, our table was right in,
there next to us. Yeah, we were behind him.
He hands it to me and he's like, here. And I was like, do you mind if I look through it and just check out everything? He's like, no, go ahead. So I look through it, and I'm like, okay, well, I start pulling things out. I'm like, all right, well, the backdrop's in rough shape. I'm like, it's going to need some repairs.
It looks fine.
Oh, that's because I repaired it.
Okay.
That's because you can't see the massive amounts of packing tape that are keeping the cardboard together now.
Gotcha.
So I repaired it, but there was, the backdrop had some major issues. The prison car off the train, which is supposed to hold the Hamburglar, the little dish on the top of it's broke, which you can tell if you're looking right at it, you can tell. It's like missing a whole chunk of it.
Okay.
The swing itself is broke.
Yeah, that I can see.
And it was missing the stilts, so the stilts were gone out of it. But everything else was there. I mean, the table, the chair, the Happy Meal set,
the tray
with the food. So everything else was there, and I talked to Vince, and I was like, I was like, there's some stuff busted in here. I'm like, it's missed a couple pieces. And he's like, $25 cash, it's yours. I'm like, all right. And I told Dave later, because Dave was like, was that a good price? I'm like, well, I feel more comfortable spending $25 on it in its shape than I did $35.
Yeah.
Although, in any shape, it's a hard piece to find, period.
Yeah.
But it's kind of cool, man. The tree, the little branches, two of the little branches move. It's got all these little weird leaves on it. But I can fix the swing. Even though,
it looks like the little loops are like gone.
I can recreate loops on it.
All right,
I can make that out of that that bonded stuff.
Oh yeah.
You can make it out of that, and just it'll hold. So it probably won't hold a figure, but it'll display, and that's all that matters. But the stilts are something that I'll just have to keep an eye out for, and maybe pick up on eBay one of these days just to have it complete, because the stilts are really just for Ronald. But yeah, it's a cool playset. It's huge. As Dave can see, because
you cleared off all of Dealer Dan's crap.
I did, and I just made new stacks of it behind me to keep it safe. But, the backdrop's weird because it's got... The back of it, of course, folds up, and it's got these two corner pieces that fold in. But on the base of the board, and on these little flaps that were still connected to the board but were torn off, they're like buttons, like pants buttons. Like, you snap them together.
Okay.
So I had to take that, repair those flaps, and tape them on so they wouldn't move. And then when you fold it up, you snap the button so it keeps the backdrop up and complete. So, it took a little work. I found our buddy Matt had a Crash Test Dummies vehicle, which I didn't have.
Yeah, did you ever get that fixed?
I did. I got it to work.
Yeah.
It's Bull's, I don't know what it's called, Bull's Truck, I guess it's just something called. Like that, yeah. I couldn't get it to work at Toy Man, and then I took it apart.
He'd actually sent me a text the night before asking if I was interested, and I was like, no, not really, but Jason may want it. And of course, you bring it back, and I'm like...
I think... Matt's words.
Like, oh.
Matt's words of that you gave him was, "I'm not, but you could peddle that crap to Duvall."
No.
Which honestly sounds like something you would have said, because I'd have been like, "He's got a point." That. I would have gladly bought it, and I did. But yeah, I got it.
And then of course I watched you play with it, and I'm like, "Well, no, I want it.
Dave wants it." I did get it to work. I took it apart and figured out there was a screw that was hiding that I was missing the entire time underneath the driver's seat. Like, you pull the driver's seat off.
Yeah, I figured. Yeah.
So I took it apart, fixed it. Now it works. You roll it across the ground, and it rolls for like 10 seconds, and then pops open and flips over, and it's kind of cool. Yeah, kind of good. I found a couple little small things, like...
really excited about.
I did. I finally found a copy of the Board Game Nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
I found the copy of the Board Game Nightmare, which that was I was very excited about. So I found a complete... So now I have Nightmare complete.
Stop! Shut up!
Shut up! Whose turn is it?
Whose turn is it?
I look forward to playing that.
Wow, that was a mistake. Yeah, that was a bad choice.
A bad choice. Mistakes were made.
Mistakes were made.
I look forward to playing those three games because they look they play like the other game we played did. It looks
which was fun.
Yeah, which was fun. So, yeah. So I didn't really buy a whole lot. Made some money. You took Jay's, our buddy Jay, we talked about on the show.
Yeah, the famous
trash can find of accessories.
Yeah, I think he outsold us both.
Yeah, boy, did he. How much did he end up making on accessories?
About $160.
Which is nuts.
Yeah, $160, actually $165. And then when it was time to pay for the tables, I'm like, well, you know, I didn't sell crap.
Yeah, so here's $5.
So here's $5 out of Jay's money.
How happy was Jay?
He hasn't gotten the money yet. No. He just called me today, and I said, I got a big wad of cash for you. And he's like, ooh. So...
Yeah, those accessories...
He better be happy. He got $160 out of stuff fished out of the trash.
Those accessories sold really well.
Yeah. And there's still more.
There are still more.
Yeah, there's like about a third of the box still left. So. Yeah.
That was a lot of fun. But yeah, Dave didn't sell a whole lot.
No, I didn't bring that much to begin with. But.
And then, the other thing I took... Danny was selling a bunch of just like random stuff, and he had...
Well, yeah, Danny kept giving me stuff.
Yeah, he did. He's like, here, Dave, you want this? Yeah. Here, Dave, you want this? Dave's like, all right.
Well, it was like a Jabba the Hutt. It was like stuff from the loot crates, the Star Wars loot crates. So I got a Pop Jabba the Hutt mug. 3PO hat.
Which Dave was like, oh, I'm not going to pass up Star Wars.
I'm not going to pass up free Star Wars crap. Hell no.
And then Danny was selling some Flintstones movie figures that famously we did on Pop Culture Network on that new Toy Smell.
Yeah, and I gave
him all those figures.
Well, we divided them up. We divided, I had a bunch.
Yeah, you had a bunch. Which you then gave back to me.
Yeah.
Well, now Danny's giving me back to me. And it's like, all right, well, I guess Dan just... Because Dan was playing with them and they didn't sell. And I was like, he said something to Jonathan who was there with him. And I was like, well, I gave those to Danny. Dan's like, do you want them back? And I was like, yeah, actually, I'll take them back because now I have almost a whole complete collection of movie figures. So. Yeah. And then on Facebook, I was like, I stole them back from Pixel Dan. He's like, hey, stop saying that. I gave them back to you. Stop telling people you stole my stuff. I stole them. But yeah, other than that, man, it wasn't... I saw a lot of cool stuff at Toy Man this time. I saw a number of booths, a number of tables had some... Like it was one of the first shows I've been to that the Photon, the LJN Photon... two-pack, the figures.
Yeah,
was
that
a show?
Stage.
Yeah, it was up on the stage. I was like, that's something you don't ever see at a show. Eh. So I saw some cool stuff at the show, but nothing... A lot of pop vinyls, surprise, surprise.
Yeah, a lot of pop vinyls.
Just not a lot of... A lot of comics this time.
Like, there were I agree. There were a lot of comics.
A lot of comic dealers this time, which is cool, but I didn't spend any time digging through comic boxes, which I should do more often because I always find the licensed stuff for cheap.
Yeah,
in those, but yeah, I just, but it was a good show. It was a good show all around. I made about $160 myself.
Wow,
just literally selling stuff out of like the duplicate box, which was not anything great, honestly. And Dave could attest to that. There wasn't a whole lot great on that table.
No,
it was a lot of Kinect stuff and a lot of just like random bagged stuff. A bunch of like loose vintage. I sold a lot of the vintage Joes. Somebody came by and bought a bunch of those. I sold my little bag of Nerfles.
Yeah.
To the guy across from us.
Yeah.
Which then dealer Dan was like, didn't you buy those for me? And I'm like, I didn't. He says, you didn't want them? I'm like, well, I made... Those are all the duplicates. I'm like, I made the sets out of the ones I wanted. He's like, oh. And I was like, what am I going to do with them? Just sit on them? Well, I'm going to sell them, dude. So, it was a good day. It was a long day.
Yeah, it was.
It was a very long day. But it was fun. I know Sunday night I crashed and slept hard, dude. It was bad. Well, what do you say we answer some fan questions? Wrap this show up for the week.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, we can't answer fan questions yet. So. Chris Sheets says, David... You don't have to go home. That's the other thing I wanted to mention. Don't was be snapping me. That's sorry. I apologize. I take that snap back. The G.I. Joe Collector Club...
Oh, yeah. Announced their membership figure.
Yep. Announced their membership figure for 2017, which nobody thought... Well, I didn't think we were going to get figures, of course, in 2017, because they were going to be done after this year.
Well, yeah.
But
that was a big question. Once they announced that they got the... For me... For a lot of people, I think that was a big question once they announced that they got a stay of execution for 2 years.
Were they going to do 2 more years with
the figures? Well, who was it going to be? I knew they were going to do a figure, but just who was it going to be? And then you sent me a text yesterday, like, who's Big Lob?
Well, no, I sent you a text that was like, haven't we already got a Big Lob figure? And you said, well, the O-ring style. I was like, oh.
Yeah, that was actually the first membership figure I ever got.
Yeah, I was like, well, that makes sense. Because the cover of the new Collector Club that's sent out, the magazine, has the modern version of Big Lob. So the modern Joe body style Big Lob. So... Collector Club next year for 2017, their membership figure will be Big Lob.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool because a lot of people wanted that figure in a modern style.
Yeah, it's one of those figures that I think people are. It's not big, a big surprise. People have been expecting them to do a modern
Big
Lob. And B, it's one of those things that people are split on because he's not. He's kind of like Crystal Ball. He's one of these characters that people kind of. He's stupid. He's really bad in the movie.
Yeah.
Really obnoxious.
Big Lob's going downtown.
Yeah, I mean, I love it. I'm happy to get him. I think it's great. Yeah. But I know that some people are probably not super happy about that.
No. But Chris Sheets, what brought that up is his question was, with the G.I. Joe market dwindling, what have you found to fill your 3 3/4 military action void?
You know, I kind of don't really. Every now and then, every Christmas, Big Lots gets World Peacekeepers.
Yes.
Items, and of course that's the big thing this year is the Quonset Hut, which we're not even sure is going to be released over here in America, which is a really cool. It's a Quonset Hut. If you don't know what that is, it's a corrugated steel hut.
Yeah.
That they use in military, and it's got like a lot of cool accessories. But that's a line that's usually has a lot of cool stuff. You know, you usually get like cool Humvees and trucks and stuff, and bombed out buildings, and there's a cool headquarters, little house playset that's really neat.
Yeah.
And then every now and then I'll get some of the Chat May stuff at Toys R Us.
Which always tends to do really cool playsets. The figures are kind of crummy sometimes.
The figures are super crummy, but the actual vehicles and playsets are neat.
They're compatible with Joe's.
Yeah, they're basically compatible with Joe's. There's a Destroyer that's really cool that I really want. I just have nowhere to put it.
Oh, yeah.
That's
Dave's other problem is he's running out of room.
Yeah, I'm running out of room for these big vehicles.
Yeah.
But I would really love to pick that up. Because I've got the submarine and I've got the A-10. Is it A-10? Not the A-10. The big cargo plane.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah. So, and then I really want that Destroyer because it's really neat.
Yeah, it is cool. It is very cool. Our buddy Floorburger says, Bucky O'Hare is returning thanks to Boss Fight Studios. This is great news since there's no Kickstarter to get it going. It seems like Boss Fight probably has done well enough to get this rolling. I would love to see some other lines from this era get picked up for Rebirth, particularly Food Fighters. What's an obscure but unique toy line that you think Boss Fight should tackle?
I don't know. I'm not big on the obscure ones.
Yeah, I think you nailed it with Food Fighters. I think a lot of people would like to see an updated version of Food Fighters come back with actually supposable arms and legs on them.
Yeah, that'd be, I didn't know they're not. You can't move the arms.
You can, but they just turn like just like twist.
Well, yeah,
like you know, it'd be interesting to see an updated version of that line though. But odd, I don't think it would sell well. I think it'd sell to a niche group, and then it wouldn't do anything beyond that.
Yeah,
which is the sad part of that. But it's true. Alexis Lasik says, my favorite lines that have yet to return are Dino Riders and Mask. If they were to return, and Mask likely will, would you like them to be original scale, 3 3/4, 6-inch, smaller than the choice, or bigger, and would you buy them?
Well, Mask would not be a 6-inch line, because the vehicles would be huge and prohibitively expensive. That's a vehicle-oriented line.
Yes, which is why in the original lineup, they were like less than 3, and they were like 2.5-inch
figures.
Yeah, they
were 2 inches or something. Yeah, they're tiny. I mean, I would prefer each of those to be 4-inch lines.
Yes.
Although with Dino Riders, again, even with a 4-inch line, you get some really big.
Oh my God, they'd be huge.
Be cool though.
Oh, it'd be very cool. But my God, they'd be ginormous, and expensive. Oh my God,
price. That's the thing.
They'd be cost prohibitive. That's the problem. I think that's the problem with Mask. That's one of the reasons why Mask hasn't come back yet into favor.
Well, because those vehicles are very... Yeah, because those vehicles are very... Even the small ones, they have a lot of parts. They're very fussy.
Yeah.
A lot of manufacturing issues.
Yeah. So that's kind of a big stalling point for them to redo those is the fact that it's not feasible right now.
If you buy like the Star Wars toys these days, they're tub toys.
Yeah.
With a Nerf gun attached.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
Pretty much. And Dave can attest to that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, there you go, guys.
Is that it?
That's it, man. Okay. There were just those handful of questions this week, and that's all right. That happens from sometimes, from week to week. But there you go, guys. That's going to wrap up the show for us. Make sure you check out our sponsor, Shellhead Comics, the Shellhead Comics blog, and more at shellheadcomics.com. Check us out on iTunes and Stitcher under Toy World Order. Check us out on youtube.com/ToyWorldOrder and youtube.com/BoardTheShow. Check out all we have to offer there. And, gang, we'll be back again next week. So until then, David.
You don't have to go home, but you can stay here.
Well, the Toy Bar Peeps is closed. Peace out.